On this year's St. Patrick's Day, I was quarantined at home. Well, being dramatic, I was planning to stay home anyway. But I was making dinner, and I was watching a live stream of the Dropkick Murphys doing their traditional St. Paddy's Day show, and they played the popular traditional song, Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ye. Here it is. I've heard the Dropkick Murphys version many times, and they are a really fun band to listen to, but I wanted to know more about where the song came from. So let's hop in our time machines for a bit. I don't know about yours, but mine looks like the one from the 1960 H.G. Wells time machine movie, but with some cool LED light strips. The song we know now as Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ye has evolved over centuries. In its current form, the song is an anti-war protest. The singer's perspective is of an Irish woman who is now meeting her former lover on the road. He had gone off to war, leaving the lass and her child, and came back wounded, disfigured, and crippled. The war didn't kill him, but now there's no going back to the way it was before. We heard a modern take on the song, but that was built on a version by the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem in 1961. Here it is.
When on the road to Sweet to sweet a thigh, hurrah, hurrah. When gone the road to sweet a thigh, sticking my hand and a drop in me eye. A doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ye.
We have guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We have guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We have guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ye. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurrah?
And that version was first published in London in 1867, credited to Joseph B. Geohagan. But that version is a variation of a slightly older song, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, written by Irish-American bandleader Patrick Gilmore during the American Civil War. Here's a recording of that version from 1898.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer and the boys will shout, the ladies,
Johnny Come Marching Home's first sheet music publication was deposited in the Library of Congress on September 26, 1863, with words and music credited to Lewis Lambert. This was a pseudonym for Gilmore. Pseudonyms were a popular thing to do for composers at the time to supposedly add a touch of romantic mystery to their compositions. I like to think that they just wanted to make it confusing to people trying to read Wikipedia. Gilmore later acknowledged that the music for When Johnny Comes Marching Home was not original, but was, as he put it, quote, a musical waif which I happened to hear somebody humming in the early days of the rebellion, and taking fancy to it, wrote it down, dressed it up, gave it a name, and rhymed it into usefulness for a special purpose which suited the times. In fact, Johnny Comes Marching Home sounds a lot like an older song, Johnny Fill Up the Bowl.
Oh, soldier, I'm just from the war.
Hurrah, hurrah.
A soldier, I'm just from the war. Hurrah, hurrah. A soldier, I'm just from the war. With thundering guns and cannons roaring, we'll all drink stone blind.
Johnny, fill up the bowl and we'll all drink stone.
I assume the similarities of the title, music, and lyrics are all just a coincidence. Johnny Fill Up the Bowl is a traditional sea shanty, which is a type of work song that was commonly sung to accompany labor aboard large merchant sailing vessels. Shanties led themselves to improvisation, so a single song could have hundreds of iterations and variation. An example of a shanty you may know is in the movie Jaws, where the crazy Captain Quint is fond of a shanty called Spanish Ladies.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
At this point, we really lose track of the song. Because for sailors, it's always been around in one form or another. Doing all this research and listening to these songs really got me thinking about how we don't sing in the modern workplace. But wouldn't it be a little bit fun to walk past accounting and hear some hurroos every once in a while?
I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home from the Isle of Ceylon.